This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi today, Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India. He urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. The Prime Minister stated that East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth.
नॉर्थ ईस्ट में इन्वेस्टमेंट का उत्सव मना रहे हैं। यहाँ इतनी बड़ी संख्या में इंडस्ट्री लीडर्स आए हैं, ये दिखाता है कि नॉर्थ ईस्ट को लेकर सभी में उत्साह है, उमंग है और नए नए सपने हैं। मैं सभी मंत्रालयों और सभी राज्यों की सरकारों को इस काम के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ। आपके प्रयासों से वहाँ इन्वेस्टमेंट के लिए एक शानदार माहौल बना है। नॉर्थ ईस्ट राइजिंग समिट इसकी सफलता के लिए मेरी तरफ से आपको बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूं।
The two-day summit aims to highlight the Northeast region as a land of opportunity and attract global and domestic investment. The summit intends to bring together key stakeholders, investors and policymakers on a single platform. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is the answer to the Pahalgam attack, and today the world is praising the bravery of the Indian Armed Forces. Shah credited the successful Operation Sindoor to the government's strong political will, accurate information of the intelligence agencies and the amazing display of lethality by the armed forces. Addressing the Border Security Force BSF investiture ceremony in New Delhi today, Shah said that the BSF and the armed forces have showcased great valor and the true power of defense in India's retaliatory action against Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the world is becoming less Western, more diverse, more global and increasingly Asian. In an interview with a news agency in Denmark's Copenhagen, the minister said the outlines of the new world order are beginning to take shape. He added that the world is seeing a gradual rebalancing. Replying to a query on the Pahalgam terror attack, Dr. Jaishankar firmly stated that it was a terrorist attack and not a conflict between India and Pakistan over Kashmir. He elaborated that terrorism is at the top among global challenges alongside climate change and growing poverty. International Day for Biodiversity 2025 was observed at Elite Residential School, Chimpu, Itanagar yesterday. The program was jointly organized by Zoological Survey of India, G.B. Pant, National Institute of Himalayan Environment and Botanical Survey of India in collaboration with the host school. Regional Head, G.B. Pant, National Institute of Himalayan Environment, Dr. Devendra Kumar outlined the significance of International Biodiversity Day. The United Nations has proclaimed May 22, the International Day for Biological Diversity, to increase understanding and awareness of biodiversity issues. In a major development, the villagers of Pangang in Siang district today signed a memorandum of understanding with the government of Arunachal Pradesh to begin the crucial preliminary feasibility report for Siang Upper Multipurpose Project at Boleng. According to the MOU, a development package of 5 crore rupees over the 3 years will be rolled out, overseen by a newly constituted village development committee. The MOU also guarantees future consultations with local stakeholders as the project progresses, reaffirming the government's commitment to inclusive planning and development, keeping in view local priorities. The Meteorological Survey Center of Itanagar has forecast yellow alerts over 13 districts of the state. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorms with lightning at isolated places over the next 24 hours. Additionally, an increase in rainfall activity over the state has been predicted for 24th to 27th of May. A felicitation program to honor the academic excellence of school toppers from class 5, 8, 10 and 12 was organized at Jomkang Hall, Tawang, today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.